There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, welcome into a special bonus episode of Texans on Tap. I'm Brandon Strange alongside Josh Jordan. You can follow Josh on X at JoshJordan975 and read his content daily on sportsmap.com. Josh, you hit me up this morning and said, hey, did you catch Nick Caserio on with Kay Adams on FanDuel's TV's flagship Up and Adams? You didn't say it like that, but I said it like that for intro purposes. But Nick Caserio was on with Kay Adams. And you had me at Kay Adams. And so I want to play that here because something stuck out to you. It jumped out to you from this interview. Caserio's talking with Adams about re-signing Nico Collins to this new three-year, $72.5 million extension. And then Adams asks Nick about his time as the wide receivers coach in New England in 2007 when they went undefeated in the regular season. Let's listen to that.
It's funny because from 06, we played in the AFC Championship game, you know, won a game out there in San Diego. Caldwell makes a play on the sidelines. We had Rashay and Jabbar, and then we lost the AFC Championship game there to Indianapolis. And then offseason, we kind of, you know, revamped some things. So, you know, traded for Wes. That kind of happened early on in kind of free agency, right around free agency. Scott and Bill made that acquisition. You know, Wes was a guy who was a pain in the ass to cover in Miami. So, I mean, you see a guy twice a year. So traded for Wes, signed Dante Stallworth in free agency, added Kelly Washington. Troy was still there. And then the trade for Randy took place right around the draft. So, I mean, we felt we were going to have a pretty competitive receiver room. They all kind of complemented each other. So then when we got Randy, and I've talked about this here with some folks locally, I mean, literally we were in the staff room just kind of on a whiteboard drawing up routes that we think that we thought were conducive to Randy's skill set. So I think Randy and Wes kind of complemented one another. Dante had a good role, and then we re-signed, or Jabbar Gaffney was still a part of it, and Jabbar had a really good role because he was so versatile. So we kind of reshaped some things offensively that year and we became a little bit more of an 11 personnel team. Went to training camp. Randy was literally out there for one day, and then
Nick, saying like you're using words like revamped. You got Wes Welker and Randy Moss. You're in charge for. You get one shot at it for 1 year. The 1 year on your resume, and you're in charge of one of the greatest wide receiver rooms of all time.
Okay, so Josh, as he was explaining the roster construction on that team, a light bulb went off for you, which was what?
Look at the comparisons here from this season's Texans team coming in here and what the 2007 Patriots wide receivers look like. It's uncanny and it makes so much sense. And this is arguably one of the best offenses of all time. I mean, an incredible offense. So let me start here with the Randy Moss comparison. Nico's the guy you think of immediately where he's talking about we're trying to design routes perfect for him. Nico, 6'4", 215 pounds. Randy Moss, 6'4", 210 pounds. Ooh, pretty similar there. Nico's yards per reception last season, 16.2. Moss in that year, 2007, 15.2. So clearly you can see some very similar traits there and the stats that are very similar as well. And then we look at the other guys. We talked about Randy Moss. Well, he was a huge offseason addition, an elite receiver, one of the best in the NFL. Well, offseason addition for the Texans, Stephon Diggs, one of the best receivers in the NFL. They trade for him. There's another comparison. And then I like to look at the body size of their players versus the Texans players. They're very similar. So you look at Diggs, he's 6 foot 191. Dante Stallworth, who we mentioned that they picked up that year, 6 foot 197. Very similar right there. And then you look at Wes Welker and Tank Dell. Welker 5'9", 185. According to the Texans website, Tank is 5'10", 165. So you're starting to see, you know, if you're putting a team together just where this guy kind of looks like this guy has this guy's traits, it all kind of matches up. Even Jabbar Gaffney that he mentioned, 6'2", 200 pounds, and Noah Brown for the Texans, 6'2", 215 pounds. So we get to that there. But let's look more at the production. Here's where I think it could be a little different for the Texans, because I think Tank and Diggs can be a little bit interchangeable. Whereas Wes Welker did almost all of his damage out of the slot, I think Diggs can do a lot of that too, and Tank can as well. But I think they can kind of split those duties. So when I look at Diggs' average yards per reception last season, it was 11.1. If I want to look at somebody from the Patriots that's similar to that, it's Wes Welker, 10.5 yards per reception for Welker. And then when we look at Dante Stallworth, he was 15.2 yards per reception. You look at Tank, 15.1 yards per reception. So when you look at these things, that's just a light bulb went off in my head. I was like, this feels very similar to what they dialed up in 2007. So I also look at what did they achieve that year? Well, Randy Moss had arguably the best season ever for a receiver, almost 1,500 yards and an NFL record, 23 touchdowns. You look at Wes Welker, he led the league in receptions that year with 112. And then I just look back to Diggs last year. How many catches did he have? 107. So as we put all these things together, it also leads me to, what about the pass thrower? What about Tom Brady? What about CJ Stroud? Are there any comparisons there? Well, for Tom, you could argue that was his best season. It wasn't his most passing yards, but he had 50 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, just an incredible ratio. And then if you look at his yards per pass completion, it was about 12. So let's look at what was Stroud's yards per pass completion last year. It was 12.9, very similar. So if we get this uptick in better receivers for CJ this year, it could be even better for him. And then the interception percentage, very similar. That great year for Tom in 2007, 1.4% his interception percentage. Last year for Stroud, it was 1%, even lower than Tom's in that incredible year. So I think we can look at, you know, Diggs is considered maybe this kind of disgruntled receiver that maybe you can get your hands on. That's what happened with Randy Moss. They found value there. Oakland was tired of dealing with him. Buffalo was tired of dealing with Diggs, and you were able to grab him, put him on a talented team, get him really inspired to put a big season together, and give him some possible rewards where, you know, Diggs, you can go get another contract if you have a good year here. It's just, it's really amazing that this isn't on accident. This is something you can tell Nick and D'Amico talked about. Hey, it'd be nice if we could put this together. And like Nick mentioned, these guys complement each other. You can play Diggs in the Welker role. You can also put him outside in that Dante Stallworth role, and he can still go deep for you. And what's great about Tank, with him being so young, is, yeah, he's super quick. He can kill you in the slot, but you know, Tank can just kill you over the top too with, you know, over 15 yards per reception. So this really excited me that, man, if it plays out like we think, I'm not saying they're going to achieve what the 2007 Patriots did, but I love the blueprint here that Caserio and D'Amico are putting together. It makes a lot of sense.
That does make a lot of sense. And as you were kind of rattling that off, you know, the light bulb went off for us. I was like, man, we need to do a video about this. Even on the quarterback side, you got Brady at 6'4", 225, Stroud 6'3", 218. So yeah. not, you know, again, it's like not exact, but these builds and like you said, like you've got CJ coming off of literally one of the greatest rookie campaigns, in the history of the league. He's got more weapons now. So you hope he doesn't have to throw as much, because you hope the addition of Joe Mixon allows you to mix up your offense a little bit to where you don't have to be as, you know, air heavy. But, you know, what's interesting about this besides that is, as you were telling me about this, I said, well, that's funny, because I just watched a segment on NFL on NBC with Nick Foles, Tony Dungy, and Rodney Harrison, and they were talking about their picks for newest Super Bowl contenders for 2024. And so Tony Dungy goes with the Steelers, but when it gets to Rodney Harrison, Rodney Harrison has a different thought. So let's see what he says.
The Houston Texans. And number one, it starts with their head coach. His head coach has done a phenomenal job. You look at their quarterback. He's young. They got so much young talent. Then you add in a Stephon Diggs, who's going to come in. And I think he's going to be the right type of guy in that locker room, because D'Amico Ryans, he's not going to take any chances with anyone coming in, disrupting his locker room. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you know, adding a guy like Danielle Hunter, getting some of these young linebackers like Christian Harris and the young secondary, I just think the Houston Texans are willing to, they're able to take that next step with the young quarterback, the coaching staff. The only thing that can stop them are injuries and complacency. And I don't think the complacency even sits in with these guys.
You know, I love that pick, and I love the Texans and what D'Amico did. And C.J. Stroud is just incredible. I think he's going to take that second-year jump. But let me ask you this. Do you think Diggs, is he going to be a help? Is he going to be a benefit?
Well, it's really up to Stephon, because I've seen both from Stephon. If he wants to be selfish and he wants to be a weasel, he could be a weasel. But he also could be a great teammate. So I expect great things from him. This is it for him. If he screws this opportunity up, nobody will touch him.
If he goes in with the idea that I just want to win a Super Bowl and I want to contribute, I think they could be off the charts. I really do. If he just plays ball for them, they could be great.
Okay, Josh, that is the exact thing that we said on this channel not too long ago, which was when people were talking about, you know, what kind of, what version of Stephon Diggs were the Texans going to get, because he's had trouble in the past. And what we said was, aging wide receiver, Texans did him a solid by avoiding the last 2 years of his contract. So he gets to hit free agency earlier. He gets to get that last bag earlier. It was my opinion that Nick Caserio did that as a sign of goodwill to get buy-in from Diggs for this season and say, you can go wherever you want to, go get that bag. Just come here for 1 year and prove yourself. And so a thing like that can endear yourself to a guy who has been a little problematic in other places. But if you get the best version of Stephon Diggs, that's not worried about stats, not worried about getting 1,000-yard receives. If he's just worried about going out and being a good teammate because he's trying to show the league that he can still play and that he deserves to get a top-tier contract as a wide receiver, look out. And as you covered on sportsmap.com, early reports from ESPN.com's Texas beat reporter DJ Bienname, Diggs looks explosive at Texans OTAs early. If the Texans get prime, you know, as much as prime as you can get on this side of Stephon Diggs' career, if you can get the best version of Stephon Diggs lined up alongside Nico Collins and a healthy Tank Dell, this team's wide receiving core looks incredible. And to your point, dare we say 2007 Patriots-esque?
I mean, there's even more that I didn't get to. I mean, Randy Moss was 30 years old that season when they traded for him. Stephon Diggs is 30 years old right now. And it was thought at the time that maybe Randy Moss had lost a step, and that's why his career wasn't going like everybody anticipated. Well, he was just tired of being in Oakland on a terrible team, and that took it out of him. He could still run because we saw what he did once he joined the Patriots. The skill hadn't diminished. His heart just wasn't really in it. And I think with Diggs, he was on a good team, but you know, Josh Allen's one of those quarterbacks where he's so talented, but he can frustrate you as a receiver. Absolutely. Because he can just take off and run. You know, the guy's just a brick house. He can run over guys and he's fast. So if he doesn't love what he's seeing down the field and Diggs is open, sometimes he just take off. And I'm sure that was frustrating for Diggs, where it's like, man, throw me the ball. You don't need a scamper for 15 yards. We could have had a 50-yard play. So I'll give him some credit with that. And the other thing with Diggs, we're already hearing from reports that I think the Kron had something on it. Stroud was talking about it. Diggs is working with the receivers in that room. He's being a good teammate. He's communicating with all these guys. All the early returns here from Stroud and his teammates is Diggs is doing everything you want to see from this guy. So at this point, I don't know what else you could really be asking for. And to bring it all full circle here, where Rodney Harrison's talking about, you know, is this guy going to come in and is he going to want to win? Is that going to be his main focus? He saw this firsthand in 2007 with Wes Welker, Randy Moss. He was on the team. Rodney Harrison was on the 2007 Patriots. So he saw this right in front of his eyes. What can happen when you get the right group of guys that have certain skill sets and they see that there's an opportunity for a championship? And look what they ran off. They came one game short. You know, they lost in that Super Bowl, but they went undefeated that season. The offense was one of the best we've ever seen. So something to keep in mind. Rodney Harrison played on that team. I think he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's just interesting because we look at, we've had kind of different thoughts on the Texans and their front office going back to Bill O'Brien. We don't need to relitigate all of that. But I think what got lost in translation there is the history of winning that happened in New England and the incredible run that that team went on. And Nick was there for that. Nick saw all of that. And I think once, we were able to flush away the worst parts of the Patriots South, that reputation that unfortunately, permeated with, around Kirby until recently, we look, there's a reason why the Texans were so willing to invest into guys who had come from New England, because there was so much history, rich history of winning there. And so I think this is really encouraging. Obviously, Patriots comparisons aside, just looking at who they have, this is a really, really talented team. And so I think you can take the Patriots element out of it. Obviously, it's a fun comparison. This is a fun thought exercise, but even just putting all that aside, you can look on paper and see that this team should be a really, really good team. I don't think the offense is going to be any of the question marks. It's going to be, can they maintain that level of defense, the level of run stop that they accomplished last year? And, obviously they brought in Danielle Hunter. They've got a lot of good pieces, amazing pieces on defense, Will Anderson Jr. So there's a lot of really exciting things to look forward to in the 2024 season. But that comparison was just too good not to do. I'll give you the final word, Josh.
I just want to throw in there, too, the Dungy element to this conversation. Keep in mind, he was the head coach of the Colts in 2006 when Caserio was talking about they beat us and knocked us out of the playoffs. So going into 2007, we wanted to add some pieces when they added Randy Moss and they added Wes Welker. So Dungy knows all about this, but from the other side of the field, having to face these guys. He saw the leap that the Patriots took when they made those additions in 2007 and went all the way to the Super Bowl. So Dungy knows it too, because he had to game plan against these Patriots for years. And he knows what a difference it made when you go get an elite Hall of Fame type receiver like Randy Moss. And Wes Welker had an amazing career too. I think that sometimes gets lost in the shuffle because people are like, oh, Julian Edelman did it too. Wes Welker wasn't that great. It was just the system. But if you go back and look at Wes Welker's numbers compared to Julian Edelman's, it's not that close. Welker had a much longer, better career. But yeah, I just wanted to put a bow on it right there that Tony Dungy, Rodney Harrison, I mean, those guys faced off for years and they're looking at Caserio and that Patriots connection there and seeing what's happening in Houston. They're excited like we are of what this team can do in 2024.
Yeah. And for those who want to say, well, they didn't finish the deal and they lost in the Super Bowl, it took a crazy David Tyree catch and a Plaxico Burress catch in the final minute of that game there was like three or four lead changes in the fourth quarter. So crazy things happen. But I think Texans fans would be over the moon if you told them that there would be a Super Bowl appearance in their future. And obviously that's not just us talking, this is a Hall of Fame coach and a Patriots Hall of Fame player and Rodney Harrison. So these guys know what they're talking about. They like what they're seeing on the field here and what this wide receiving core that Nick Caserio has put together for the Texans here in Houston. And we're really excited about it. For Josh, have a good day. Go Texans.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.